Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Are you still full of hate?
Maybe.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So Josh watches movies and hates them. I look at the trailer and I'm like, well, that looks like a cool trailer. And how is the movie? So now we're looking at Annabelle Comes Home.
Don't your parents keep any creepy stuff around?
We keep it all locked away in a room so that we're safe.
What did you do?
I let her out.
Who?
Annabelle.
I'm sorry.
What else did you touch?
Everything. Can I play with Annabelle?
I think you have the wrong house. There's no Annabelle here.
Yes, she is.
Ooh, cool trailer. Yeah. It was a cool trailer.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound promising, Josh. What do you got?
I think this stuff has really gotten played out. This is
a sequel of some kind, right?
It's a sequel of some kind. So we've got The Conjuring. I was explaining this to someone earlier today, and I think I totally lost them. So try to stay with me.
All right,
here.
Let's go.
You got The Conjuring movies, okay, right? These horror movies, and they've expanded into this whole universe. So the Annabelle movies are a spinoff of the Conjuring movies. This is the third one in the Annabelle series. This is the seventh movie in the Conjuring universe.
And Annabelle's a creepy doll.
Annabelle is a creepy doll. Okay. Annabelle doesn't do a whole lot, though, I mm-hmm. think. She's not like Chucky. She doesn't run around. She doesn't talk. She doesn't stab people. She just kind of sits there and looks menacing, and then stuff happens around her.
Okay, all right.
So this movie takes place, I believe, in between the first two Conjuring movies. So the Warrens, the characters who are like the paranormal investigators from the Conjuring movies, played by Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson, they show up kind of in an extended cameo here. They've captured evil doll Annabelle. They've brought it back to their house where they have this room full of all of the evil artifacts that they've captured.
It's like the creepy museum around the corner,
exactly,
from here, right?
It's like the haunted museum.
Right.
But it's not open to the public.
Right.
And
yeah.
You're not supposed to go in there. You're not supposed to touch anything.
Right.
And they go out of town, and their young daughter has some dumb teenage babysitters. And what do the dumb teenage babysitters
do? Don't go in there!
They go in there. Yeah. They let out Annabelle, and all heck breaks loose.
Right.
And not only Annabelle, but this movie is really built on more, you know, who can we now introduce to this franchise mm-hmm. spinoff? So there's all sorts of other demons. There's a cursed wedding dress and a haunted suit of samurai armor and some guy called the Ferryman. And all of them come out. It's kind of like a Goosebumps book,
right.
Really. It's not particularly scary. It's full of all of your basic horror things, the sudden loud noises, and the characters think something's behind them and they turn around and then it's not there. I think the core Conjuring movies get by because they have this real sense of dread. Mm-hmm. And this movie is just a silly funhouse. It has a couple okay moments. The characters aren't very interesting. I think this franchise has kind of run its course. But people love it, and it'll probably make money, and we'll get Annabelle 4 and Conjuring 3 and the friggin' cursed wedding dress will have its own movie.
It's its own show. Sounds good. Josh, how many stars for Annabelle Comes Home?
I give it a 2 out of 5.
Ooh,
it's not very good.
There's some pretty good hate from Josh Bell. JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook. And what's the Twitter?
Signal Bleed on Twitter.
All right, sounds good. Josh Bell, everybody, thanks for listening. This is Highway Radio.